This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This is a special episode of the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick. Camila Osorio is a fact checker at the New Yorker, and she writes sometimes for us about Latin America. She's been covering political protests that are rocking Chile as we speak. Here's Camila.
I was recently in Chile. I went after a protest erupted on October 18, and I was just fascinated by everything that was going on because it was really a protest that was about rewriting what the country should look like now. People want to rewrite a new constitution. People want to change completely the economic system. So I went there, and I arrived to a place that was changed from what it had been. It was a place that was always seen as the most stable country in Latin America. And suddenly the streets were filled with graffiti. Some sidewalks were completely destroyed because people had wanted to get rocks in confrontations with the police. And the violence of the police has been really striking. The police have been accused of killing at least 6 people since the protest started and injuring thousands as well, including more than 200 people that the police has shot in their eyes with projectiles, and some have lost already one eye or even some 2 eyes. But this violence has also been gendered. There are several allegations of the police raping or forcing women to get naked in police jails and to squat down. There have been more than 100 accusations of sexual violence made against the police. But in the middle of all of that violence that has created so much rage, there's also something quite creative that was born. It happened on November 20th. There was a group of women that organized a performance in the coastal city of Valparaíso. Performance about all of this violence that was going on against women. So you see this big crowd of women. It's kind of like a feminist line dance. And they're all looking at the same place. And they're also kind of like moving back and forth, kind of like dancing or marching. They are blindfolded. They sing at unison. The patriarchy is a judge. And is judging us from the moment we're born. Our punishment is that violence that you're not seeing. It's feminicide.
Es la violación.
It's rape.
Y la culpa no era mía, ni dónde estaba, ni cómo vestía.
It was not my fault, nor where I was, nor how I was dressed. The rapist is you. It's the police.
Los jueces.
It's the judges.
El Estado.
It's the state.
El presidente.
It's the president. And so this protest started as a small thing in the city of Valparaíso. And then it became huge. It's just like every day you would see like women gathering in corners. There's sometimes like thousands of women in front of symbolic places in Chile to say these lyrics over and over again and to basically be telling to the authorities, the rapist is you. And by meaning you, it meant like all of you who are not investigating all of this violence. It is you. It has nothing to do if I had a miniskirt. It is not because I was walking late at night. It is you. It was not my fault.
El violador eres tú. El violador eres tú. El violador eres tú.
So after the protest happened in Valparaíso, somebody put it on Twitter, and it started being shared around the world. And it started being reproduced in Bogota, Colombia, in Mexico City as well. Oh, in Italy, in Germany, in the U.S., in L.A., and in New York, there was also a performance. It was translated to French in front of the Eiffel Tower, which is blinking in the back when the women are singing and dancing. And it has happened in Istanbul. In Istanbul, actually, the police stopped the women when they were performing. It has happened in Beirut. It has happened in Bolivia. And so in every place, you would see how women would change a little of the lyrics. So, for example, in Bogota, at the end of the song, women started adding one line that said, it is not the state who takes care of me, it is my girlfriends who take care of me. So it's very complicated to have exact numbers on gender violence in Latin America. There are a few reports. There's a report from 2016 that mentions that among the 25 countries that have the highest rates of feminicide in the world, 14 are from Latin America and the Caribbean. And so gender violence in Latin America is clearly an epidemic. And I think that this is why this anthem really resonates among women in the region. It is a moment to finally express on the streets not only the violence that is lived in the intimate space, but also the violence that happens in the streets. And it's just so common to be afraid in the streets of Latin America. I grew up in Bogota, which is quite a hostile city for women as well. And I'm always surprised every time I visit family, just how I have to be reminded to be more alert than here in my normal life in New York.
Camila Osorio is on the editorial staff of The New Yorker, and you can find her work at newyorker.com. Thanks for joining us today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.